A delegation of 31 Americans from all walks of life traveled to Pakistan in early October on a delegation organized by the group Code Pink Women for Peace with the goal of witnessing firsthand the damage wrought by U.S. drone strikes. Delegates on the trip, coinciding with the 11th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, traveled to the federally administered tribal area of Waziristan, the first time the Pakistani government has admitted foreigners to the region in nearly a decade. While in Pakistan, the Americans participated in an anti-drone rally in the city of Hatala, met with Pakistanis who have been victims of U.S. drone strikes, and participated in a one-day fast in memory of the estimated 450 to 800 civilians, including 160 children, killed by U.S. drones since 2004. While the U.S. drone program is a contentious and divisive issue inside Pakistan, here in the U.S. there's little disagreement among politicians or discussion of the topic in the nation's corporate media. That was clearly illustrated in the last of three presidential debates on October 22nd, when Republican candidate Mitt Romney, responding to moderator Bob Schieffer's question on drones, expressed full support for President Obama's policy of using unmanned weapons to attack terrorist targets inside Pakistan's tribal areas near the Afghan border. Your reporter spoke with Judy Bellow, an active member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation from upstate New York, who traveled with the Code Pink delegation to Pakistan. Here she recounts the story she heard from victims of drone attacks and the message she carried to Pakistan that Americans care about their plight and there is a clear distinction between the policies of the American government and its people.
In general, we all wanted to do a couple of things. One was to reach out to the people there and to let them know that somebody cares about what's happening to them, because through our own research, we'd already really found out that there was something bad going on there and that these people were being harmed. So the other side of that is that we wanted to be able to come back here to America and say to people, I was there, this is who I met, this is what I saw, and hope to really influence public opinion a little bit, because this is really a terrible program that the United States is involved in right now, where we're bombing in several countries that we're not at war with. And in general, these attacks are happening. I'm not so sure about Somalia, but I'm pretty sure it's also true in Yemen. We're bombing rural areas where even their own government has not provided enough resources, and where the people are really very, very vulnerable. So it's really not the right way to go about finding the bad guys, so to speak, because even if there are some bad guys that go there, they also can travel incognito through the cities, you know. And it's much better, I would think, to actually do on-the-ground police work than to really just sort of randomly bomb locations because you're pretty sure there's a bad guy somewhere around there. It's just really not a good policy.
Maybe you could tell some stories about the people you met and how the drone strikes have affected their own personal lives and the lives of their family members.
There is a gentleman named Noor Biram who is a photographer, and when he saw what was happening, he's a resident of Waziristan, when he saw what was happening, he went out and he started taking pictures. He's taken pictures of over 100 children who've been killed in these strikes, along with many more. I guess I'll talk about his instances first, because those are children. There was a little girl killed in a strike in May of 2010, and her name was Fatima. She was 6 years old, and she was sleeping in bed at night with her family. She and two of her father's wives, including her own mother, and two of her siblings were killed in this drone strike. There was a target, was an Egyptian guy who they, you know, associate with Al-Qaeda. They say he was there, and I think by now it's pretty clear he was, but at the time they weren't even really positive of that. He was there just spending the night, because the standards of hospitality in that region are if somebody knocks on your door, you give them a meal and let them spend the night. That's just the way it's done. So this child and her entire family, really, were murdered, along with one bad guy who happened to be there at the time, but it was the middle of the night. And I think something we need to understand in America, when we read these things in the newspaper, the language kind of obscures the reality. When they say that the drone attacked a compound, in that region, everybody lives in a compound. So if they attacked a compound in the middle of the night, you can be guaranteed that women and children were there with the men.
Judy, what are the repercussions of these drone strikes in Pakistan among the people that you met? In terms of anger at the U.S., there have been some observers who say these drone strikes don't accomplish much in terms of attacking known terrorists, but rather are a very effective terrorist recruitment tool, driving people with their anger into the ranks of al-Qaeda and other organizations.
Well, there's some evidence, actually, that that's true. There are a number of cases we were told about, and I don't have the names at my fingertips, of people who were found to have joined al-Qaeda after a family member was killed in a drone strike. Their tribal code is that if somebody injures you, that you essentially get revenge or you get even. There's another level of this, though, which has to do with the feeling in Pakistani society as a whole. And people at large are very, very opposed to these drone strikes in Pakistan. They think that Americans must just not care about anyone. And they were really shocked to see us there, actually. And it was very interesting to listen to their reaction or to hear their reaction to our presence, because they just couldn't believe that anybody bothered to come. And many Pakistanis were in themselves afraid to come with us up to the tribal lands because the government has barred people from going there for many years, basically to hide the drone strikes.
That was Judy Bellow, an active member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation from upstate New York, who traveled with a recent Code Pink Women for Peace delegation to Pakistan. Learn more about the Code Pink delegation and the U.S. drone program by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.